She walks through lecture halls in careful patterns traced along the lines of Blaschko, asymmetrically placed. X and activation written on her skin. A chromosomal lottery that happened way back when. In early embryogenesis, one X shuts down per cell. Bar bodies formed at random, alienization spell. The ectoderm remembers every lineage ascent. A living tessellation, beautifully accident. Women are zebras, striped in cellular time. Women are zebras, mosaics drawn in WX lines. The keratinocytes migrate, they proliferate and spread. Two populations mingling, one active, one X dead. It's visible in calico cats, a tortoise shell design. But human females wear it too in ultraviolet shine. An hydrotic ectodermal dysplasia reveals the map. Swirling down her shoulders, across her back it wraps. A chimera of her mother's genes competing side by side. Each stripe a different paragraph her body has to hide. Women are zebras, striped in cellular time. Women are zebras, patterns only chromosomes define. If you look more carefully beneath fluorescent light, you'll notice something curious, something not quite right. Her fingernails grow thicker now, they've darkened at the base. The angles of her shoulders have adopted equine grace. She's filing down her hooves now in the faculty salon. Her mane requires brushing, grows 6 inches long. She canters to the library, her tail swishing behind. The other students hardly look, they're professionally blind. She's still discussing Foucault in a graduate seminar. Though now she needs a larger desk and special registrar. The tail's a bit distracting when she gestures toward the board. But tenure track committees have seen odder things, she's assured. Women are zebras, she stamps her hooves in triple time. Women are zebras, she's been one all along, it's not a crime. Stripes were always there, you see. Chromosomal harmony, now visible on black and white. Her coat gleams in the lecture light. Women are zebras, naturally.